弟兄姐妹朋友早安。
Good morning, our brothers and sisters and friends.
Good morning. 上一回跟各位交通的就是讲到神所赐给我们的盼望。
Last time I shared with everyone on the topic of the hope that we have through our Lord.
现在世界上面的人啊，好像很少谈到盼望这件事情。
And today, there's not many people that talk about this topic, on the topic of hope.
过去大概十年当中，不论是在美国或是全球各地，常常讲到现在的一个现代人的遇到最严重的一种全球性的疾病。
And around 10 years ago, it was a hot topic, and that is the pandemic.
Not the pandemic. It's a disease.
Oh, it's a disease.
Most prevalent disease.
Most prevalent disease
by humankind, modern human. 不是这个新冠的疫情。
And it isn't COVID.
是什么？你知道吗？是精神压力病。
It's mental health.
是忧郁症。
It is depression.
今天世界上面不论是年纪大的人或者是年轻的人，对他们的未来没有盼望。
Today, whether you are young or old, facing today's world, they don't have any hope.
很多时候呢，我觉得甚至政治家或政客。
And a lot of times, politicians.
或者是要卖东西给你的人。
Or salespeople.
要把这个世界和环境说得很糟糕。
They want to bring you bad news about the environment.
然后他就跟你讲，他来替你解决这个问题。
And they'll tell you that they have a solution.
那你就，如果是政客，你就投票给他，他就为你解决你的问题了。
So if they're a politician, they would want your vote so that they can solve your problem.
但是呢，实际上能不能解决你的问题呢？
But in reality, can they really solve your problem?
要卖东西给你的人，告诉你说你拿了他们的产品，你就会生活的比较有水准，比较能够高兴。
And the salespeople will tell you that if you use their product, it will raise your quality of life and you'll be happy.
结果你发现最后最高兴的是那些赚你钱的人。
But then you'll find out the people that are most happy are the people that took your money.
那我们也常想到今天的天灾人祸，真的是看新闻的时候，我们是让我们心里面沉重。
And as when you look at the news today of all the natural disasters and of all the bad news today, it does weigh heavy on your heart.
为什么今天很多年轻人不愿意结婚？
And why is it that a lot of young people today are not willing to get married?
因为他们自己家庭的经历和他们旁边人经历到的就是婚姻不美满。
Because what they've experienced from the people around them is that they don't find any happiness in marriage.
没有真正所谓的一生一世的爱情。
There's no love that lasts forever.
所以何必对婚姻或者是爱情存有一种盼望呢？
So why hope in love that doesn't exist?
进了好学校，毕业出来，如果经济不景气，没有工作，那怎么办？
And if you graduated from a good university, and because of the economy, the downturn of the economy, you can't find a job.
事实上，这些在我们生活当中所面对到的是实际的压力和挑战。
And in reality, all of these things are challenges and difficulties that we face.
但是真正能够解决这一切的是人要有盼望。
But what can solve all of this is that that people need hope.
而这世界上面没有一个盼望是能够比神所赐给我们的盼望是更真实更全备的。
And there is no hope in this world other than the hope that is given to us through our Lord that we can trust and count on.
所以上回就讲到神赐给我们最美好的礼物当中，也是让我们生命当中最能够让我们能够有动力，能够有能力的，就是盼望。
So one of the most precious and most powerful gifts that God gives us in life is hope.
所以我说我们要花几堂的时间，我们来好好的来 探讨神所赐给我们的盼望。
So we will use some time to discuss and share about this hope.
我们要讲到什么是圣经里面讲到的盼望。
So we will discuss what is biblical hope.
我们要讲到我们能够盼望什么。
What is it that we hope for?
然后我们要讲到我们有了这些盼望以后，这个我们生活当中生命里面的结果是什么。
And what is the fruit of this hope in our life?
那我们发现这是一切就是我们在生命当中所追求能够得到完全的满足和供应。
And we'll realize that this will satisfy us in our life when we pursue and strive to receive this hope.
作为神的儿女，我们要开始了解神所赐给我们的盼望跟我们一般所讲的盼望是不一样的。
So one thing we have to realize is thatThe hope that God gives us is different from the hope of this world.
我们一般讲到盼望的时候，事实上我们讲到的只是一种什么？我们对未来能够怀抱一个好的，但是我们没有把握的一种希望，或者说是我们的愿望。
And typically when we talk about hope, it's just wishful thinking for something good to happen.
我们讲到盼望是我们对未来有一个美好的期待，可是我们没有把握。
When we talk about hope, it's just a wishful thinking for something good to happen in the future, but we're not confident that it will happen.
但是圣经里面所提到我们可以拥有的盼望是一种有把握的期待。
But biblical hope is a confident expectation of the future good that we would receive.
我们能够对未来好的事物能够有把握的期待，是因为我们知道我们的神对这个未来已经做出了不可动摇的应许。
And we can be confident of this expectation because we're sure that God is a promise-keeping God.
我们能够有把握知道好的事情会来，因为神应许了。
And we can be confident that something good will happen because God promised it.
那神应许了什么？我们能够期望什么？我们能够盼望什么呢？
Well, what exactly did God promise and what can we expect?
圣经里面提到了不少。
And there are many things that is listed in the Bible.
讲到主耶稣基督的再来。
It talks about the return of Christ.
讲到我们肉体的救赎。
Our physical redemption.
讲到已经死了的人的复活。
The resurrection of the dead.
讲到我们能够拥有永恒的生命。
That we have eternal life.
讲到我们能够得到天国子民的身份。
We can become citizens in God's kingdom.
讲到神在我们每日生活当中能够得到的拯救和供应。
And daily deliverance and provision.
圣经里面有许许多多神美好的应许。
There are many beautiful promises given in the Bible.
我们如果要了解神对我们给我们的美好的应许，弟兄姐妹，我们要在神的话语里面去看。
So if we want to understand all of these promises, we need to look in the Bible.
今天早晨，我希望跟各位，我们一起聚焦，我们一起把我们的眼目集中到一个我们应该要有的盼望。
So this morning, I'm hoping to, with you, all of you, to look in God's Word and discover this hope.
这个盼望，我认为是与我们的生活都是非常切身的。
And this hope is close to our life and our hearts.
是跟我们的生命是分不开的，是息息相关的。
And it is inseparable from our life.
可是却是一个我们很少提到的一个盼望。
But it is a hope that we don't bring up a lot.
我们来看提多书第二章。新约的提多书第二章十一到十三节。
And we'll look in Titus chapter 2, verse 11 to 13.
我们一起读神的话。
Let us read together. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ.
这里讲到我们能够有的一个是有福的盼望。
And here it talks about a blessed hope.
这个有福的盼望是什么呢?
Well, what is this blessed hope?
这个有福的盼望就是我们伟大的神救主耶稣基督他荣耀的显现。
And this blessed hope is the glorious appearance of our Lord Jesus.
讲到的就是主耶稣基督的再来。
It talks about Jesus' second coming.
主耶稣基督的再来
Jesus' second coming.
你知道教会外面的人或者说是不信的人
people that don't go to church or in other words, unbelievers,
如果他们听到耶稣会从天再次降临对他们来讲他们会有很强烈的抗拒感
When they hear about our Lord Jesus descending from heaven, they don't believe it.They're actually against it, that thought.
那这种强烈的抗拒感我们能够了解。
And we can understand why they're so against that thing for Jesus coming again, descending from heaven.
因为他们是对神没有信心的人。
Because they don't have faith in God.
他们不认识神。
They don't know God.
他们不知道神。所以对他们来讲呢，耶稣的再来可能对他们说是一种不实际的幻想。
So they may think that coming of Jesus again is just a myth.
是知识落后的迷信，或对他们来讲是神话故事。
It's just a myth, and it's just when people believe in it, they think it's just superstition.
或者他们的排斥感，就使他们说这个这件事情是不合科学、不合逻辑的。
And it's against all reason, logic, and science.
可是你知道在。基督徒当中
But you know, in Christian circles,
甚至在研究基督教神学的人当中
even in amongst theologians,
他们称自己为基督徒，但是他们在耶稣再来的这件事情上面，他们却认为是不会发生的。
They don't believe that Jesus will come again.
甚至当你在看他们所写的文章或者是他们著作的解经书里面
And if you read articles that they've wrote or commentaries on the Bible scripture
他们会有这样的观念
They will have this concept
主的日子
The day of the Lord
他说这个讲到的是一种永恒的审判
What they're referring to is an eternal judgment
这种所谓永恒的审判就是说过去也审判现在也审判未来也会审判
And this eternal judgment to them is that there is judgment in the past, there's judgment now, and there's judgment in the future.
所以呢主的日子这件事情感觉就是说过去发生了现在也仍在发生未来也会发生反正就是随时都在发生
So the day of the Lord is happening all the time, in the past, present, and in the future.
所以耶稣再来这件事情呢，基本上就像创造这个宇宙一样，就是一个概念。
So the second coming of Christ is just a concept like creation.
它是永恒的，它不受时间的控制。
It's not bound by time.
并不是在历史当中会发生的一件事。
It will not be an event that will be recorded in history.
但是呢，这个审判或者是创造的这个概念呢，就是支持我们对主耶稣基督的一个概念的认识。
But this concept of judgment and creation is just like a concept of knowing Jesus.
也就是说，主耶稣基督的再来在圣经里面只是一个象征性的比喻。
So the second coming of Jesus is just explained figuratively.
而不是一个在历史当中实际会发生的事件。
And it is not a an actual historical event that will take place.
那另外还有一个神学 一个神学家，他在解经书里面，他这样直接的写，更直接露骨。
And there's another theologian that explains it in another way.
他说末世，圣经里面讲到的末世，是一个神话故事。
When he talks about the end times, it is just a myth.
他说我们可以知道，主耶稣基督的再来不会像是新约圣经里面那样所描述的。
And he says the second coming will happen not as it is described in the New Testament.
他说你看看，新约圣经写完了之后，在第一世纪之后，人类历史结束了吗？
When you can see the after the completion of the New Testament, did the world come to an end?
他说连孩子都知道没有。
Even children know that it has not happened.
事实上，人类历史仍在继续的前行啊。
And humankind is continuing.
然后我们相信它仍然会继续前行的。
And we believe that it will continue.
然后他更进一步说，就算我们相信。世界有一天会被毁灭。
And even if we believe that one day the world will be destroyed,
那一定是因为天然的灾难。
And it must be because of a natural disaster.
啊，或者是核武的毁灭。
Or a nuclear holocaust.
那今天呢，很多人可能就说是全球气候变迁而使得世界受到毁灭。
And some people today will say that it's because of the climate change that will destroy the earth.
能够确定的就是耶稣的再来这个神话是不会像新约圣经里面所讲的一样。
But one thing that is for sure that the second coming of Christ will not happen as it's described in the New Testament.
你知道这是在学术界里面以研究圣经为他的这个为他的专业的神学家所讲的话。
And this is a theologian that isso-called expert in his field have written.
你知道一个不相信圣经不认识神的人。
No, a person that does not believe in the Bible and does not know God.
如果他说主耶稣基督不会再来，这个是神话，我们还能够接受。
We can accept that they don't agree or believe that Jesus will come again.
但是一个基督徒，甚至是一个在学校里面教神学的教授，却有这样的观点。
But as a Christian and a professor that teaches theology, they also have this belief.
他们的信仰应该是根据圣经而来的。
Well, their belief should come from Scripture.
作为基督徒，他们应该是为了能够尊荣耶稣基督而过他们的生活。
And as a Christian, they should live their life glorifying God.
他们会有这样的想法，事实上让我们纳闷。
And for them to have these concepts or these thoughts is interesting. Or
not curious.
Curious.
Right? 我不知道你们听到这样的一个论点的时候，你们心里怎么想。
I don't know how you feel when you hear about this.
因为他们这样子的一个论点，事实上今天在教会里面很多人也都是这样的论，有这样的一个想法。
But actually, a lot of people in church also have these thoughts as well.
就是圣经里面描述的一些事情太超自然了，是我们不能理解的，所以我们就说玄虚的，所以呢，我们就把它变成象征性的比喻来接受。
And they think that the things that are described in the Bible is against logic or science or reasoning, so they don't agree with it.
So we can only accept the Bible as a figurative symbolism, right? 但是这种的观念，弟兄姐妹，它的问题不只是因为他们在是对许多圣经里面神的话是直接抵触的，矛盾的。
But actually having these thoughts actually contradicts what is in the Bible.
但是更重要的是，因为他们这样的一个论点是攻击的，不是只是圣经，是直接攻击的是耶稣基督。
But not only are they against what the Bible says, they are actually directly going against our Lord Jesus.
这是在一个基督信仰的核心，是对基督信仰核心的一种攻击。
It is attacking the core of Christianity.
基督信仰的核心是什么？
What is the core of our belief?
当我们说我们是神的儿女，我们是信徒，我们是主的门徒的时候，我们的信仰的核心是什么？
When we say that we belong to God, we're disciples of Christ, we're children of God, what is the core of our belief?
我们要了解我们信仰，对基督信仰的核心就是神的儿子以人的形象来到这个世界上。
Our core belief is that the Son of God came down to earth as a man.
然后呢，他将撒旦的工作毁灭。
And he destroyed the work of Satan.
在十字架上为我们受死。
And died for us on the cross.
并且埋葬了。
And buried.
但是第三天之后，他从死里复活。
But on the third day, he was raised from the dead.
然后之后升天，如今坐在父神的宝座的右手边。
And today he ascended up into heaven, and today sits at the right hand of God.
主耶稣基督来到这个世上。
Our Lord Jesus came to this earth
是为着他自己的荣耀而拯救一群忠于他并且属于他的人。
It is to save those that belong to him for his own glory.
他来到这个世上。他拯救我们。
He came to this earth to save us.
完全符合了神的律法的要求。
And fulfilled all of the laws of God.
所以他需要为我们的罪受死。
So he had to die for us on the cross.
但是他要赐给我们生命，所以他要从死里复活。
But because he wants to give us life, that's why he resurrected from the dead.
如今他升天坐在神的宝座右手边。
Today, he's up in heaven, sitting at the right hand of God.
他的仇敌在他的脚下。
And his enemies are at his feet.
而主耶稣基督的再来，就是我们救恩的完全。
And when Jesus comes again, that completes our salvation.
所以如果我们不承认或者是不了解主耶稣基督的再来，
So if we don't understand and admit that Jesus will come again.
那神的拯救，或者说是我们从神里面得到的救恩，就归于零了。
Then that negates our whole salvation.
你想想看，主耶稣来到这个世上，成为人的样式。
Now think about this. Our Lord Jesus came onto this earth as a man.
他是有实体的。
He's a physical being.
这是历史上面的一个事件。
And it is a historical event.
他是神的儿子，却以人的样式来到世上。
He is the Son of God, but came as a man.
他在十字架上面被钉。
And he was nailed to the cross.
然后他咽气，他死亡了。
And
这是在肉体上面所发生一个实际的事情。
This is something that happens physically.
Right, he was nailed to the cross. He endured the pain. Then he breathed his last. And he died. That is a bodily, physical occurrence. 当他复活的时候，
And when he resurrected,
他不是一个灵魂的复活。
He didn't just resurrect as a spirit.
他是一个肉体的复活。
He resurrected in the flesh.
他复活之后，他让他的门徒，让玛利亚见到。
And after his resurrection, he showed himself to his disciples and to Maria.
然后之后一次给500个信徒们见到。
And he revealed himself, showed himself to 500 of his disciples.
然后他在肉身当中，然后呢，他怎么样升天？
And then in the flesh, he ascended into heaven.
所以如果任何人抵拒主耶稣基督实际的再次降临。
So if anybody is against Jesus' physical second coming,
那事实上，主耶稣基督实际的降世、实际的受死、实际的复活，同样不能被接受。
Then similarly, you cannot accept the physical birth and death of Jesus here on earth.
那这个问题就大了。
Then the problem becomes bigger.
主耶稣基督是神的儿子。
Our Lord Jesus is the Son of God.
他来到了这个世上，成为肉身，就像圣经所说的。
He came to this earth in the flesh as a man, just as the Bible described it.
他被钉在十字架上，他为我们的罪受死，就如圣经所说的。
And he was nailed on the cross and died for our sins, just as the Bible described it.
三天之后，他从坟墓里复活，就如神的话所说的。
And on the third day, he rose from the dead, just as the Bible described it.
所以他有一天会再次的回到我们当中，在他的荣耀里，他要建造他的天国，就如同圣经所说的。
And one day he will come back physically to establish his kingdom on earth, just as the Bible described it.
主耶稣基督来到这个世上，为着是要能够战胜罪恶和死亡。
Our Lord Jesus came down to earth to have victory over death and sin.
他战胜罪恶和死亡，为着是要能够救赎，为着是要拯救一群属于他的儿女。
And to have victory over sin and death is to redeem and to save those that belong to him, his children.
他是造物主。
He is the creator.
他是救赎主。
And he is our redeemer, our savior.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
He is the king of kings and the lord of lords.
而他亲口说，我必再来。
And he said himself that he will come again.
所以耶稣不会再来到世上三十多年，然后升天之后就不见了。
So he didn't just come to earth, have his ministry on earth for 33 years, ascend into heaven, and never to be seen again.
然后呢，今天就存在一种很模糊、很虚无的缥缈的一种什么灵魂界当中，不会。
He's not just in some far away cloudy spiritual realm.
他如今已经在天上掌王权。
He's already up in heaven with authority.
然后当神的时间来到的时候，他会将这个世界、整个宇宙重新的创新。
And when the time comes, he will create a new heaven and a new earth.
你想想，哪样的一种人是更可悲的？
So which...kind of people are a greater tragedy.
一个人他因为不认识耶稣，
someone that doesn't know Jesus,
那他就只能说，我相信这个世界是毫无规章，完全是由几率，完全是由混乱当中成型的。
And is content to find the meaning of life in randomness, chance, or chaos.
这个进化论就是这样子讲的。
That's how it is described in the theory of evolution.
生命是在毫无规章、几率和混乱当中繁衍而出的。
And life is created in the midst of randomness and chance,
没有意义
and chaos.
没有意义，没有目的。
There's no meaning or purpose.
那也许因为如此，所以我们只能注重于今天我们在物质生活，物质生活当中能够经历到的一些享受。
So then you would simply just accept the temporal or materialistic pleasures.
物质的享受是短暂的，但是我们人生就这么短暂，就好好的过这一生。
But that is short-lived. It's a short lifetime.
是这样的一个人生比较可悲呢，还是一个人说自己是基督徒？
Or, on the other hand, a person that claims that he's a Christian,
可是却不能接受或拒绝主耶稣基督最后的得胜。
But cannot accept or believe or agree with the victory of Jesus during his second coming.
一个人怎么能信耶稣却不信耶稣的话？
How can someone believe in Jesus but don't believe in the words that he said?
一个人怎么能够称基督为主？却不顺服，却不接受主的话。
How can someone believe in Jesus but don't accept his words?
一个人怎么能够说 我是被神所爱的，我也爱神，却不知道神他话语的信实和可贵。
How can someone that believes in Jesus, says that he's a Christian, but does not agree with the value?
If someone claims to know the love of God and claims to love God, but yet does not see God's promise and his words as precious, how can that be?那当然了，我想我们可以为今天学科学的人祷告。
But we can pray for the scientists of this day, of our day.
我心里面常常祷告，更多的基督徒在科学的领域有很好的发展。
And I often pray that Christians will
get into the science
field and be successful.
Yeah. 但是当我们学科学的时候，我们需要知道人是有限的。
But as we dive into science, we need to understand that humans have limits.
当你真正去探索这个世界，这个宇宙里面各式各样奇妙的这些定律的时候，
And when you start to discover and to explore all the things thatare in this world,
真正的科学家会发现人的智慧是有限的。
True scientists will agree that the mind of a man is limited.
而在对科学的追求的至极，会发现这个世界上面绝对有一位造物主。
And they will come to accept that in the end that there is a creator.
或是我们已经是认识耶稣是神儿女的基督徒，当我们进入到科学领域之后，
or if you're already a Christian and you go into the sciences,
我们发现的是神创造的奇妙，
we will find the miracles of creation.
我们要为他们祷告，
we should pray for them.
但同时呢，我们也需要为一些基督徒祷告。
But at the same time, we should pray for Christians.
甚至一些今天已经被称为神学家，学历跟经验丰富的神学家，但是他们却不尊重神话语的权威的这些人祷告。
And pray for the Christians today that don't holdGod's word or don't believe God's word.
当他们勉强的用一些人本 humanistic 人本或者是唯物 or materialistic 人本或唯物的眼光要想来诠释这位超自然的耶稣的时候，他们就会犯错。
They'll make mistakes when they compare their
超自然的耶稣
their supernatural Jesusto their reasoning and their scientific logic.
Right. When you can only see Jesus through a humanistic or materialistic lens, you're bound to make mistakes because Jesus is supernatural. 那所以我们今天我们彼此鼓励，我们彼此鼓励。
So let's encourage one another.
圣经上面告诉我们说，我们一个有福的盼望，这个有福的盼望就是我们伟大的神主耶稣基督他再次的显明。
So what is this blessed hope for believers? That is the second coming of our Lord Jesus.
当我们看这节经文的时候，
And when we look at this verse,
提多书的时候，我们会看见事实上这里讲到主耶稣基督两次的显现。
When we look at the text in Titus 2, it talks about two appearances of Christ.
是不是我们看第十一节，神拯救万人的恩典已经显明出来了。这讲到的是耶稣第一次的降世。
Titus 2, chapter 2, verse 11. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people.
对不对？拯救万人的恩典已经显明了，这是第一次耶稣的显现。
So that is first appearance, and that is to bring salvation for all people.
这是他第一次的降世。
That is his first appearance.
是带着恩典的显现。
And it is an appearance with grace.
但是呢，第十三节就讲到，属神的人，我们等候那有福的盼望，就是我们伟大的神救主耶稣基督荣耀的显现。这个荣耀的显现就是主耶稣基督的再来，第二次的降世。
Waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. That is the second appearance.
这是他荣耀的显现。
And that is an appearing of glory.
先是恩典。
First, it's grace.
再来是荣耀。
Then it's grace, glory.
那神的话在这边就很清楚的让我们看见恩典跟荣耀是分不开的。
So here we see that grace and glory is inseparable.
所以你不能拒绝未来要来的荣耀，而得到你之前首先来的恩典。
So you can't reject glory that will be coming after what you have already received, which is grace.
你如果拒绝未来要来的荣耀，你就是把神的救恩切了一半。
So if you only want to accept grace and reject glory, then you're cutting the plan of salvation in half.
那一半的救恩就是没有救恩。
And half of salvation means no salvation.
所以当我们接受救恩的时候，弟兄姐妹，你要知道我们接受的这个救恩不是过去式。
So you need to understand that the salvation that we've accepted is not just past tense.
今天太多的人得救了，说对，我得救了，这是过去的事情。
But many people today say that, oh, we're saved. That's something in the past.
我某年某月某日听见了福音，然后呢，我举手，或者是我做了个祷告，或者是我受洗了，好了，我有救恩了。
So in the past, one day, I accepted Jesus. I did the prayer. I'm baptized. Now I have salvation.
然后我就过我自己的生活了。
I live my own life.
然后我就等死。
And wait for death.
但是等死的时候，我希望我死了以后，我是进天堂的，不是下地狱。
But after I die, I wish that I would go to heaven.
这不是救恩啊，你没有得到救恩。
That's not salvation.
不信耶稣的人也希望死了以后进天堂，我跟你讲。
Those that don't believe also wish that they can be in heaven.
没有人死了以后要下地狱的。
Nobody wants to go to hell after they die.
所以的救恩，弟兄姐妹，是过去神所赐给我们在基督耶稣里的恩典。
So receiving salvation is receiving the grace that God has given to us in the past.
但是这个救恩同样带来给我们一个盼望，就是主耶稣基督的再来。
But this salvation also brings about this blessed hope that Jesus will appear again.
是主耶稣基督所赐给我们的救恩，是在我们的生命当中是一个过去、现在和未来，是我们一生与我们同在的祝福。
And this blessed hope of salvation is past, present, and future.
当一个基督徒，我想一个基督徒为什么要过一个合神喜悦的生活呢？
Why does a Christian need to live a life that is pleasing to God?
我们的动力的来源和我们的目的是什么呢？
What is our intention or purpose?
我觉得是有两方面的。
I believe there's two aspects.
我们一方面我们回头我们看神所赐的恩典。
One is we turn back and remember all the grace that we've received.
我们想到我们自己的罪恶。
We think about our sins.
我们想到我们自己对自己的不满。
We think about the dissatisfaction we have in the past.
我们想到我们自己在这个人生当中我们所受到的伤痛。
And we think about all the pain that we've experienced.
但是主耶稣基督在他的恩典当中，他拯救我们。
But our Lord Jesus, in his grace, saved us.
他来到世上。
He came to this earth.
背负了我的罪。
And took on my sin.
付上了我罪恶的代价。
And received the punishment of my sin.
然后他赐给我一个新的生命。
And he gave me new life.
他所付上的这一切都是为了我。
And all that he has given up is for me.
因着他的恩典，我感恩。
So I'm grateful for his grace.
因为我感恩，所以我要为他而活。
And because I want to show him my gratitude, I want to live for him.
这是往后看到神的恩典与我们同在，所以我们因为感恩而使我们愿意为主而活。
So that is looking back at his grace and living with gratitude to live for him.
但是同样的，我们往未来看的时候，
But similarly, when we look forward,
我们想到的，我们看见的是主耶稣基督将要再来的荣耀。
What we are seeing or thinking about is the glory that will, that he will bring during his second appearance.
他在十字架上面所成就的工作奠定了我救恩的基础。
The grace that we received as he was nailed on the cross for my sin established my foundation of my salvation.
但是主耶稣基督荣耀的再来是我那是神所为我预备救恩的完全的成就。
But when he comes again, it completes the salvation.
因为我是这么的向往，这么的盼望主耶稣基督荣耀的显现，所以今天我愿意过一个合神心意的生活。
Because I'm looking so forward to that glory in the future that today I want to live for him.
我们看，再回去看这一段经文，提多书十一到十三。提多书二章十一到十三，神拯救万人的恩典已经显明出来了。
God has already revealed his salvation to everyone.
作为神的儿女，你我都得到了神的恩典。
And we have received his grace as his children.
那么这个恩典就训练我们，你看，这是讲到今天了。这恩典训练我们能够除去不敬虔的心和属世的私欲，在今生过着一个自律、公正、敬虔，也就是讨神喜悦的生活。
And verse 12 is training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled.Upright and godly lives in the present age.
但是今天，当我作为一个神的儿女，我过着一个讨神喜悦、敬虔的生活，并经历他的丰富的公义之时。
But today, as I live a life that is pleasing to Him, I receive His blessing.
Living His a life that pleases Him, and while I experience all of His full blessing, 你看第十三章怎么说？第十三节。在这个时候，我们要等候那有福的盼望。讲到未来了。
And in verse 13, it says, "Waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ."
就是我所爱并且又爱我的主耶稣基督，他必然再来。
So it is the Jesus that I love and who loves me will come again.
我们往回看，看见神的恩典，我们感恩。
When we look back, we think about his grace and we are thankful.
所以我知道我的生命是有价值的。
So I know that my life has value.
在神的眼中我的生命是宝贵的。
In God's eyes, my life is precious.
我是一个被爱的人。
I'm a person that is loved.
我是一个生活有目的有目标的人。
I'm a person that has purpose in my life.
同样的，我往未来看的时候，我看见主耶稣基督。我用信心往未来看的时候，我看见主耶稣基督必然再来。
And similarly, when I look forward in faith, I see that Jesus will again come in glory.
他的再来是荣耀的再来。
And when he comes again, it'll be in glory.
我是多么的渴慕能够与他面对面。
I am looking forward to seeing him face to face.
我是多么渴慕的在等待，就盼望主能够快来。
I'm looking forward and awaiting for his return.
因为到那个时候，神已经开始的救赎工作就能够得到完全了。
Because at that time, the salvation work will be complete.
今天早晨有一位姐妹来跟我讲。
This morning, a sister came to me.
她说真的感谢主。
And says, I really thank God.
她说现在我信主了。
Says now I believe in God.
现在我读神的话。
And I read His word.
现在我真经历主了。
And I'm experiencing Him.
他说过去呢，啊，生活当中家庭里面碰到很多很多的困难。
And before there are many challenges in my life, in my family.
压力很大，压力很大。
And there's a lot of pressure.
压力大到身体上面都有毛病。
And there's so much pressure that it weighed on my health.
但他说，我就学习交托，我就信靠神的话，结果这些。身体上面的病痛，奇妙的就消失了。
But I've learned to trust in God, and then eventually all of these weaknesses and sicknesses have diminished.
他说太神奇了。
It's such a miracle.
我说是啊，太神奇了，感谢主。
And I said, Amen. Yes, that is a miracle.
但是他又说啊，哎，但是身体上面那些小毛病都还在。
But then she says.But those little problems in my health still remain.
大问题没了，小毛病多啊。
The big problems have gone, but there's still a lot of small problems.
腰还是痛啊，背还是痛啊。
My lower back still hurts.
我说的确。
I said, yeah, it's true.
我说神是美好的。
God is good.
神是医治的。
And He heals.
但是我们在这个生活，在这个世界上面。我们的这个肉体只会老坏衰残。
But in this, on this earth, our physical being will decay.
这个背痛啊，膝盖痛只会越来越多。
There will only be more and more of these back and joint problems.
眼睛越来越看不见，耳朵越来越听不到。
And you'll lose your hearing and your sight, vision.
但是主耶稣基督有一天他会荣耀的再来。
But one day, our Lord Jesus will return in glory.
到那个时候，他要赐给我一个新的身体。
And at that time, He'll give me a new body.
到时候，我是与我的主面对面。
And at that time, I'll be face to face with my Lord Jesus.
我是在永恒当中享受生命的丰富。
And I will experience the blessing of eternal life.
历时腰酸背痛，眼睛看不见，耳朵听不见的问题全部解决。
So all the problems of the back and joints, hearing and vision will all be gone.
但因为对未来的盼望，今天我能够喜乐。
But because of the hope in the future that today I can be joyful.
今天早上起来腰痛背痛，可是我可以喜乐，我来教会敬拜神。
Even though I have a backache, I can be joyful and come to church to worship.
明天上班或上学的时候，可能会面对一些挑战压力。
And tomorrow I may face some challenges at work or school.
但是因为我对主耶稣基督有盼望。
But because I hope in our Lord Jesus.
一切都能够克服的。
All of those can be overcome.
外面的压力，外面的难处是越来越沉重，但是我心里面对神的火热和盼望是一日比一日更新。
Even though I have all these challenges and pressures on the outside, but inside I'm filled with hope.Each day,
我跟这姐妹这样分享，她说 ，Amen， 真是感谢主。
So as I shared this with my that sister, she said, Amen.
这是我自己心里面的体验。
That is my own experience.
我们来看希伯来书第九章二十七、二十八节。
Let us take a look at Hebrews.
希伯来书九章二十七、二十八节。讲到主耶稣基督的拯救，他这边说到每一个人按着定命，人人都要死一次，死后还要有审判。但是照样呢，基督为了担当许多人的罪，也曾经一次把自己献上，这是他第一次的显现。将来他还要再一次的显现，不是为了担当罪，而是要向那些热切期待他的人成全救恩。
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27 and 28. And just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him.
基督第一次来到世上的时候， 为着你我的罪，他是代罪的羔羊。
When Christ came the first time, he became the sacrificial lamb for us.
这是神的恩典。
That is God's grace.
任何人只要借着信，就能够得到。
And everyone can receive that grace through faith.
而这个恩典就使我们在灵里面有一个更新，我们就有新的生命。
And that grace gives us new life.
但是主耶稣基督还要再来。
But our Lord Jesus will come again.
他再来的时候是君王。
And when he comes again, he will come as the king.
不只是战胜罪恶和死亡的君王，他是一个掌权管理全世界的君王。
And not just a king that will triumph over sin and death, but a king that will come to reign.
他是毁灭撒旦魔鬼一切工作的君王。
He is a king that will destroy and conquer the works of Satan.
他是带来和平的君王。
And he is a king that will bring peace.
而他所要带来救恩的全备，是要给那些热切期待他的人。
And his second coming, he will bring the completeness of salvation to those who are eagerly waiting for him.
一个真正得救的人，
A person that is truly saved,
是在主耶稣基督再来荣耀的显现的时候，是被他称为属于他的人。
Is someone that will, that Jesus will claim to be his own at his second coming.
而一个真正属于神的人，属于耶稣的人，是一个热切期盼他再来的人。
And a person that is truly a believer will eagerly wait for his second coming.
不是坐在那边被动的等在等着耶稣的来啊。
It is not just sitting passively and waiting for him.
不是两手空空的什么事都不干的等耶稣来呢。
It is not just sitting there empty-handed waiting for Jesus to come.
是一个在生命当中充满了活力和热忱，为了要能够将自己的生命献给主，然后热切等待主耶稣再来的人。
It is someone who is actively offering himself in service for him, waiting for his return.
就当我们看神的话的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们永远都要把神的话对我们自己来说。
So when we read God's word, we're always going to reflect on how it affects me.
你热切地期待主耶稣基督的再来吗？
Do you eagerly await Christ's coming?
我并不是说你接不接受基督再来的这个基督教的教义。
I'm not saying do you accept or agree that with the doctrine that he will come again.
我不是说你承不承认主耶稣基督有一天会再来的这个客观的事实。
I'm not asking if you agree with the actual occurrence of his second coming.
有没有热切的期待他再来？
I'm asking, are you awaiting, eagerly awaiting for him with zeal?
你盼望他的再来吗？
Are you hoping for his second coming?
你知道，对主耶稣的基督的再来，有没有这个热切的盼望，反映出的是你的信心有没有果效。
How passionately or how much zeal you have for eagerly awaiting for him is a direct reflection of the fruit that you have in your Christian life.
或者说你救恩的实际。
Or the reality of your faith.
Yeah. 你是真信吗？
Do you truly believe?
还是只是你以为你信了？
Or you just think that you believe?
一个人有没有热切的盼望主耶稣的再来，反映出一个人真正信心的，这个反映出一个人信心的和得救的证据。
How eagerly or how zealous you are of his second return, his second coming, is a reflection of your.
Yeah, it's a reflection or evidence of your true saving faith.一个能够让你真正得救的信心。
It is a faith that can bring true salvation.
我可以问你这三个问题。
Now I ask you these three questions.
然后我们就自己在心里面回想。
And you can answer them in yourself.
你经常会想到耶稣再来的这个事实吗？
Does your mind return frequently to the truth of Christ's appearing?
你经常在生活当中你会想到主耶稣基督要再来的这个事实吗？
Do you often think about this reality in your life?
Okay. 那如果你有想到耶稣会再来的这个事实，但在你想到这件事情的时候，你心里面是不是火热的？你是不是迫不及待的在等？
And when you think about his second coming, are you eagerly awaiting for that to happen?
你是等不及的主耶稣基督要再来吗？
But you can't wait for his second coming.
第三个问题，你在祷告当中曾经祈求主耶稣基督快来吗？
And do you ever pray for his second coming?
英文的圣经里面有一句是亚兰文的翻译，叫做 Maranatha.
There's a English translation called Maranatha.
这是使徒保罗和初代教会他们的祷告。
And it is a prayer that Paul led with one of the early churches.
Maranatha 就是主啊，你快来吧。
Maranatha means, come, Lord Jesus.
当你在想这三个问题的时候，
And when you think about these three questions,
如果你说我不觉得我有这样子，
And your answer is, nope, I don't have these thoughts or this feeling.
你说不能没有，但是好像没有那么的全然，不尽然是如此。Maybe you don't answer no completely to any of these questions, right? But in your heart, you're like, I don't know, maybe a little bit, right? Not so much. 那我觉得有三个可能性。
And if you do think that way, then there may be three possible explanations.
那这三个可能性呢，是从最不严重到最严重的。
And from the least to the most serious.
最不严重的第一个可能性是什么呢？你是已经信靠了耶稣。
And the first is you've already trusted Christ as your Savior.
你称耶稣为你的救主和生命中的主。
And he is your Lord.
可是没有人教过你耶稣要再来的这件事。
But you've never been taught on this, the second coming of Jesus.
所以因为你的无知，因为你没有这方面的知识，所以你不知道要这样子热切的等候他的再来。
And because you're ignorant of this and you never received this information, you don't know to eagerly await for him.
你当然，那既然不知道，当然不可能去这样的祷告。
So because you don't know, that's why you don't pray that way.
那第二呢，有一个可能就是你已经接受了耶稣成为你的救主和生命中的主。
Second possibility is you have trusted Christ as Savior and Lord.
可能在你的知识或观念里面，你接受主耶稣基督会再来。
So maybe in your head or in your knowledge, you know that Jesus will come again.
可是你的心在主的面前已经冷淡了，退后了。
But your heart has grown cold and distant.
你不觉得主耶稣基督在你的生命当中是这么这么的宝贵？
You don't feel that Christ in your life is precious.
你唯一看见的是你现在的生活。
All you see is your life now.
你唯一看见的是你能够自己得到的什么。
All you're seeing is what you can accomplish.
你唯一注意的就是你自己能够多么的控制你的生命。
Or how much control you can have over your life.
你觉得主耶稣基督来不来，什么时候来，跟你是没有关系的。
So if whether Jesus will come or not, or when he will come, it doesn't matter to you.
你已经忘记了主耶稣基督再来的这个荣耀的显现，是你生命当中一切你真正心里面最想要的一切的期盼的满足。
And you have forgotten that hope that Jesus will once again come that brings the completeness of your salvation and satisfaction to your soul.
那第三呢？你可能没有真正的接受耶稣成为你的救主和生命中的主。
Or third is you've never known Jesus as your Savior and Lord.
你 以为你已经是基督徒了。
You think that you're already a Christian.
你甚至也读圣经。
You read the Bible.
你甚至也来教会。
You come to church.
你甚至也做一些基督徒做的事情。
And you do things that a Christian does.
可是你从来没有真正的把你的生命交托于主，顺服他的话。
But you've never submitted to him and placed him as Lord in your life and submitted to his word.
你从来就没有热切渴慕的去追求他的话语。
And you've never pursued what he said in his word.
更不用说完全的在你的生命当中依靠神的引领而去过你的生活，去经历他的解救 和供应。
Or you may have never trusted him as Savior and experienced his deliverance.
你真正需要的是一个重生。
What you need is a new birth.
主耶稣基督的再来是值得我们去渴望、去盼望的。
Our Lord Jesus' second coming is something that we should eagerly await and expect.
就在今天的这一段经文，提多书的经文里面，我希望让我们每一个人都至少开始有这样的一个概念。
As we read from the passage in Titus, we hope that we would all have this concept.
我们要这个盼望。
We want this hope.
因为它是一个怎么有福的盼望。
Because it's a blessed hope.
罗马书八章第一节这样说。
Romans chapter 8, verse 1.
所以现在那些在基督耶稣里的人就不被定罪了。It's right there.
There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
没有主耶稣基督的人，当主耶稣基督再来的时候，是受到审判的。
Those that don't believe in Jesus, when Jesus comes again, will be condemned.
所以他们心里面是害怕的，是恐惧的。
So they are full of fear.
但是我们如果真正是属于主耶稣基督的人，如果我们的生命是他用爱和他的宝血遮盖的人，
But those that have trusted in Lord Jesus, that were covered by his blood and righteousness,
我们是巴不得主耶稣基督现在来。
We hope that he's coming now.
因为我们不会被定罪。
Because we won't be condemned.
我们坦然无惧地来到他面前。
We come to him boldly, blamelessly.
所以上回我们在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章八到九节里面，保罗才告诉我们说，不但把信和爱做胸甲披上，我们要怎么样把盼望当作头盔戴上。
That's why last time we mentioned a verse, let us put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation.
因为神不是定义要我们受刑罚，而是要我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得到救恩。
For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.
第二，这个主耶稣基督再来的这个盼望，它是一个明显的我们能够看得见的盼望。
And second, this blessed hope is actually a visible hope.
这不是只是一种心里面的感觉。
It's not just a feeling that you have.
这不是一个概念。
And it's not just a concept or a theory.
神他要让我们看见他。
God wants us to see him.
你知道腓力对拿但业说，你看这里 这个人耶稣他是基督，你来看他。
Because Philip said to Nathanael, look, come and see Jesus.
撒该听说耶稣要来了，他就一个 矮个子的就要爬到树上，为什么？因为他要去看这个耶稣。
And when Zacchaeus knew of Jesus, he wanted to see Jesus, but because he was short, he climbed up a tree.
哥林多前书十三章十二节那边说，我们现在是对着镜子看，模糊不清，可是到了那个时候，我们是面对面的。
And in 1 John chapter 3, it says,beloved, we are God's children now.
Sorry, 1 Corinthians 13, 12.
1 Corinthians 13, 12 says, now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face.
那时候看不清，现在看不清楚。
We can't see him clearly now.
但是主耶稣基督再来的时候，我们面对面，我们看得可清楚。
But when he comes again, we will see him face to face, and we will see clearly.
当主耶稣再来的时候，
When Jesus comes again,
我不要跟他通电话。
I don't need to call him on the phone.
我也不是让他给我传个简讯。
And I don't need to text him.
我也不要跟他在 Zoom 上面看见面。
And I don't need to see him on Zoom.
我要与他面对面。
I want to be face to face with him.
当我在看到我的主的时候，他是带着他的恩典，他是带着他的爱，他是涌流而出的，他要喜乐的接待我。
And I want to be in his presence to see his face on that great day, and he will embrace me with open arms and say, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
你有没有想过给被主耶稣基督有一个很好的拥抱啊？
Do you want to embrace our Lord Jesus when you see him?
他拥抱着你说，你干得好。
He wants to embrace you and say, "Good job."
你是我所钟爱的。
You are my loved one.
这么久没见面，现在我看到你了。
Haven't seen you for a long time, but now I see you.
他高兴，我更高兴。
He's happy, but I'm even happier.
最后，主耶稣基督的再来，这个盼望是一个荣耀的盼望。
And third, it is a glorious hope.
我们就看神的话吧。
Let's look at God's word.
主耶稣基督再来的荣耀。
The glorious hope when Jesus appears again.
约翰在启示录，他在异象里面看见主耶稣基督的样式。
And John, in Revelation, he saw a vision.
And this is the glory of Christ. The glory of Christ. Why don't you read that in English?
I saw one like a son of man, clothed with a long robe and with a golden girdle around his breast. His head and his hair were white as white wool, white as snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze, refined as in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. In his right hand he held seven stars. From his mouth issued a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in full strength.
主耶稣基督再来的时候，他是作王的。
When Jesus comes again, he will come as a king.
圣经上面告诉我们，他是带着能力，他是带着荣耀。
He is coming again in power and in glory.
天使天君在他前面吹着号的。
And angels will sound the trumpet call.
然后呢，主要将他所拣选、属于他、被他拯救的这群人聚集起来。
And he'll gather all of those that belong to him.
然后我们要与他一同在天国里面来管理神的一切的创造。
And we will govern with him all of creation.
在他的荣耀里，我们是与他永世着，永远的居住。
And we will live in his glory forever.
提摩太后书四章八节，这是使徒保罗他在神的面前的一个祷告。
And in 2 Timothy 4:8, Paul's prayer.
盼望也成为你我的祷告。
I hope that it's also our prayers.
也是我们的盼望。
And our hope.
从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，在那日要赏给我的，不但是赏给我，也要赏给所有爱慕他显现的人。
Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
你爱慕主耶稣基督的再来吗？
Do you love the appearing of Christ?
你盼望主耶稣基督的显现吗？
Do you hope in his second coming?
如果你没有，
If not,
那我们在神的面前认罪。
Confess your sin before God.
在神的面前祷告，主啊，求你再次激动我的心灵。
Pray that your heart may be awakened.
然后我们要在我们的生活当中，弟兄姐妹，我们要去思想。
And meditate and reflect.
我们要去想神的话。
On his word.
我们要去想神的真理。
On his word of truth.
我们要想到我们的救恩，不但是过去所得到的，现在所经历的，更是未来所盼望的。
But put your hope in the salvation of what you've experienced in the past, what you're living today and what you're hoping for in the future.
然后我们要热切热衷的去盼望。
And eagerly await for this blessed hope.
他的再来是荣耀的。
His second coming will be a glorious one.
你愿意见到吗？
Do you want to see it?
主啊，早点来吧。
Lord, come.